This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, we are in the midst, gentlemen, of Zeke Watch 2019. Now, in case you missed it, he did not show up on the team plane yesterday. He has not shown up for the physical today. He is not at training camp.
And according to Mike Fisher, it is now official on the NFL Transaction Wire that Cowboys have placed running back Ezekiel Elliott on the reserve did not report list.
Woo! And you might be thinking, okay, Kevin, you seem trustworthy enough, but can I get somebody higher up in the food chain to confirm these things? Well, go to cut number 10 here, Jerry Jones, today right here on The Fan. At what point do you consider Zeke late?
He's late. We have officially reported, and so he's a non-report officially, and all of the mechanisms that are in place your collective bargaining agreements, structurally under the contract, everything is in place and addressed if you're not where you're contracted to be. So he's left.
All right, I want to play the beginning part of that again for two reasons. First of all, so we can bask in the glory of the way he said mechanisms, but also tell me how many different things you thought Jerry Jones was going to say in the first 4 seconds of this clip before he decided to say, I guess let's just do this.
He's late. We have officially reported, and so he's a non-report officially, and all of the mechanisms that are in place.
Still, simply spectacular.
So, I can't say that word any other way now. My brain won't allow me to say anything but mechanisms.
It's remarkable.
Can you say it right now?
I can.
Of the mechanisms.
Maybe I can't.
Okay.
So, as Reggie pointed out, he's now listed on the NFL transactions as did not report. So, that bounces into a question from a 105.3 The Fan alum. Cut number 11 here, still talking about Zeke.
Does that mean that you guys will be fining Ezekiel Elliott for not being here today?
It provides for that.
Does that mean that you guys will?
Again, it certainly provides for that, and I've not ever made it a practice of getting into the details of how we execute our agreements or how we operate within our agreements, but his agreement provides for fines, and it's certainly doable under the CBA.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now. Spoiler alert. Ezekiel Elliott is absolutely going to be fined. Follow-up spoiler alert. Ezekiel Elliott will pay zero of those fines, because I don't know if you guys knew this. Also provided under the collective bargaining agreement, while you are allowed to fine players, you are also allowed to dismiss those fines once they report or sign a contract if you see fit. So you always hear this nonsense about, oh, so-and-so could get fined $875,000 for missing all of training camp. True. Are they going to pay any of that? Of course they're not, because you're just using that as leverage to get them to show up. So once they show up and sign the deal that you wanted them to sign to begin with, they're not going to pay that fine. So that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a story, maybe over the weekend, certainly by Monday, that Zeke is going to start getting fined. I'm telling you, when he shows up, he will pay none of those fines.
Wouldn't that be terrible on the back end? You finally work out a deal. All right, this is all amicable. It took a long time. All right, run us our money for all that time you missed.
I'm not signing that then. I want them to add that to the contract.
So with that being said, then the agents are aware of all of this, of course, and they're just like, hey, whatever comes your way in fines, just don't even look at it.
Yes, it is all a nonsensical game that is the world of sport.
It's like half the people when they get something in the mail that says toll tag on it or Dallas tolls or whatever.
No,
like,
there's a bill.
I'm saying half the people just look at that and go, yep, still not paying it, and
okay,
throw it in the trash.
I would advise that you do pay your toll bills? And also, why do you not have a toll tag? That is all. That's a different story for a different day. Okay. But no, I do not advise following the Zeke logic when you get toll bills or any other bill that you decide, either way. Now, I know that you're thinking, all right, Jerry, maybe he didn't give us all the answers, but the guy who's going to break this thing wide open is Jason Garrett.
No.
So let's go to cut 15. Well, first, what do you anticipate that he's going to say?
It's all about the process.
But then the question is...
I had to watch some film on it.
Okay, what? How is that going to help? What can you tell us about Zeke's absence?
Yeah, we expect all our players to be here. Obviously, Zeke is not here. Zeke's been a really good player for us. Over the last 3 years, very impactful guy. He had a great offseason for us. There's a business of the NFL that happens. Our focus as a coaching staff and as an organization is on the guys who are here. It's really as simple as that.
Okay, the middle part of that quote was completely irrelevant. So... at the beginning, clearly he's not here. Okay, relevant. At the end, he says, but coaches, you focus on the players are here and the business of preparing for the blah, 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 blah. Relevant. The middle part where he says he's been a really impactful player for us for the last 3 years, that is irrelevant. We all know that's why they're asking. If there was another player that didn't show up because he's a backup, nobody would ask.
But that's his quote on every single player that anybody's ever asked him about, as long as they've been a player, a good player for whoever's team. Well, he's been a good player for the past several years.
And, I mean, you kind of got to do that. Remember, like, this is still a contract situation. You got to butter him up as much as you can. We still want you here, baby. Sign that thing. Or, you know, don't even worry about signing no thing. Just come on in. We still want you.
Are people still persuaded by that, or are you strictly persuaded by the numbers on the paper? I don't give a damn what nice things my team said. Okay, look, if my option is I'm Zeke, I'm going to get $45 million guaranteed, but there's a decent chance that the Cowboys run my name through the mud during this process. Or I'm going to get $44 million guaranteed, and they're going to talk about how I'm the greatest person ever. I will take option A with the extra $1 million. I don't care.
Yeah, but see, if you go with option A, then you have to give more money in order for him to sign. If you go with option B, then you don't have to offer that much because you got to pay for hurt feelings.
So you think they're really?
You have to you have to pay for hurt feelings.
No, that's a good point. I mean, there are situations where we see players maybe not fleece a team for as much as they possibly could because they enjoyed being there. They felt loved and they felt appreciated. And I think this goes to that. Maybe it's not the entirety of it, but I think this plays in.
All right. Well, I mean, I suppose if there's even a small fraction of people that are won over by your pretty words, then it's worth it. If you could save money on the salary cap, I just don't envision that working on me. But I get it.
Okay. So
I'm dead inside.
Well, that's true. But also you expect when you hear kind words coming from somebody that's in control of whatever, your finances or whatever
right.
else that's going to be, that some of that is just buttering you up, or most of it is.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that are just looking for anything positive anybody could say about them.
Okay.
That's just what they would like to have happen. And it is so much better than hearing negative stuff about you while you're going around. Whether it helps with the money or not, it can't hurt.
Okay. All right, I do appreciate that philosophy, that if it can only be positive, it can't be negative, then I can ascribe for that. From the 682, you paid Tank for his hurt feelings. And from the 254, I was curious if more people felt this way. Zeke ain't getting a contract, fine his ass and hold his pay. I think that has more to do with just the contractual holdout, and it also has to do with some of the headaches.
Okay.
That he's put the Cowboys through over the years. And I understand you put up with headaches from high talent players. That is not a football thing. That is not a Cowboys thing. That is every sport. Well, quite frankly, that's every business
right.
thing. You will put up with more nonsense from the more talented people. I was curious if, and you know, people at the Metroplex, you can help us answer this right now. Are you upset with Zeke at all because you think that the Cowboys have had his back through some of his nonsensical shenanigans in these first few years? Or are you more from the perspective of, don't care, it's a business situation? Because I know for a fact, I've seen it on the Tolo Facebook page. You've just heard it from people that you talk to because we all live in the Metroplex. We're friends with tons of Cowboys fans. You know there are people out there that think that Zeke should not be doing anything like this because they think the Cowboys have had his back and now it's time for him to have theirs.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure there's a great percentage of that. That's not exactly how I feel. I feel like the Cowboys, yeah, they've had his back, you know, through everything. They've had his back to the point to where I think they upped how much suspension he had when he was suspended, because if they didn't have his back quite like that, I'm thinking that the suspension would have been lower. But that's my feelings on that. Also, when you're a top five running back, you have to get your money when you can get your money.
Because this is the only big contract he's going to get.
This is the only one you're going to get. So as soon as you think you're near or close to saying, hey, you get your money, because not everybody has that opportunity. And if you're selected to have that opportunity because you have a certain set of skills, then you better go get it, because the next person up is going to try and get it as well.
Well, the 469, I don't care. He's not going to miss real games, which is all that really matters. I also agree with that, and I believe he has, I can't remember if it's August 8th or August 9th, to show up before he could potentially lose a year of service time, which would keep him still away from free agency, and that's not what you're going to want. From the 682, nope, don't care. It's a business at the end of the day. From the 830, I am upset with Zeke. Makes him look extremely ungrateful for everything this team did for him and will continue to do for him. From the 817, yes, he doesn't deserve the money with everything that has happened. And then from another 817, not upset at all. He's protecting himself from a DeMarco Murray situation. And you follow that up with somebody from the 214. He's being stupid and acting like a child. It's so weird coming off what we were just talking about the split sentiments with Dak. It is so weird to see how, at least I know that's just a handful of texts and there's a lot more coming in faster than I can read them. But it's interesting how quickly that seemed to kind of head in the direction of a 50-50 split, because I understand the people who are like, if you're the best at what you do and you only get one shot at really, really getting paid, I understand. Like, what he makes now, he's going to make $3 million this year, $9 million next year, give or take. That's more money than I'll ever see in my life. And I understand if you're listening to this, you can think that he's ungrateful. But if you're elite at something that people are willing to pay for, I also understand the logic of, I'm going to make sure I make my one payday count. But I also know there are a ton of people out there who say the team backed you up, now you back the team up.
Damn right. Shout out to Shelton, by the way, just randomly.
What's up, Shelton?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.